This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the corridor in Uttarakhand this afternoon. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism. Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary will take oath as the new Chief Minister of the state tomorrow. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna at 11 a.m. Earlier in the day, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as the leader during NDA Legislature Party meeting this afternoon. The development comes following resignation of JDU President Nitish Kumar as Chief Minister of Bihar after his election to the Rajya Sabha recently. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Paschim Medinipur and Purbo Medinipur districts. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Madathukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. DMK President and Chief Minister M. K. Stalin held public meeting in Vellore, highlighting his government's achievements. AIADMK General Secretary Idappadi Palaniswamy, during rallies in Tiruchirappalli and Theni, alleged a decline in law and order under the DMK government. The nation paid rich tributes to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Baba Saheb on the occasion. President Murmu addressed the Samajik Samrasta Mahotsav at Gandhinagar in Gujarat. She appealed to the people to move beyond caste divisions and work towards an inclusive society. In Chhattisgarh, at least 9 workers were killed in a boiler explosion at a power plant in Sakti district today. Over 40 workers sustained burn injuries, with 8 reported to be in critical condition. The plant is located in Singhan Tarai village of Dabra block. The injured have been admitted to nearby hospitals. Police and administrative teams are carrying out relief and rescue operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 193 runs for Kolkata Riders. In reply, Kolkata Knight Riders were 39 for 2 in 6.3 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings posted 192 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Kolkata Knight Riders had won the toss and elected to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.